This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police in Madison, Wisconsin are investigating what led to a shooting at that small private school.
One student and one teacher were killed before police say the suspected shooter, a 15-year-old girl, turned the gun on herself. Ian Lee has our top story.
Shock and sadness here in Madison, wondering how something like this could happen. I spoke with someone who's a teacher at a neighboring school. They said they just can't believe something like this happened. There's a lot of questions this morning, too, about how 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow got that gun, how she was able to do this. Also, a lot of questions about who these victims are. But, you know, the city right now is trying to put out resources for the community.
Two of the six injured were released from the hospital last night. The day of remembrance today as a Terrell police officer is laid to rest.
The funeral service for Officer Jacob Candinoza is this morning, followed by a private burial. The 28-year-old officer was shot and killed in the line of duty just over a week ago. It's been a time of mourning and support between the Terrell Community Police Department and other North Texas law enforcement. One Dallas officer who attended Candinoza's candlelight vigil says a tragedy like this does bring multiple walks of life together.
Law enforcement, the fire department, and the community is just and come together to almost join hands.
Candinoza leaves behind his father, his wife, and young daughter Amethyst. Officers have even been collecting Christmas gifts for her, and that opportunity is still open through Friday to drop a gift at Terrell PD headquarters. The funeral begins at 10 o'clock this morning at Lake Point Church in Rockwall. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The search for a new city manager is moving forward in Dallas, not as quickly, though, as some city council members had hoped. Several members scheduled a meeting for yesterday morning to discuss the candidates, but not enough members showed up for the meeting to happen. Council member Tanel Atkins held a separate meeting in the afternoon of a committee that was formed to review the finalists.
We're going to follow the process. We're going to be transparent. We're going to be open. And that's what I'm going to do. We're not going to do nothing behind closed doors, behind the back room. We want everything to be public. What we do, we want everybody to know that we are doing what is best for the city.
He says they will conduct some virtual meetings with the four finalists next week, and he hopes the city council will hire a new city manager in January.
The relatives of a mentally ill DeSoto man want to know why the police had to resort to lethal gunfire Friday night. Arthur Armstrong was killed as he aggressively walked towards the police, holding not one but two knives. The relatives say police had dealt with Armstrong before and they knew about his mental illness. DeSoto Mayor Pro Tem Letitia Hughes promises an open investigation.
This is a tragic and serious incident. At this time, the investigation is ongoing, and we are committed to being transparent and accountable to the public as the facts emerge. We ask for patience as we ensure the process is thorough and fair.
Two outside agencies will investigate that shooting.
Collin County Police are working to identify thieves in a holiday heist.
The suspects certainly knew what they wanted. They walked right into Dillard's in Fairview Town Center Sunday morning and headed straight for the handbag section. One suspect kept a lookout while others cut security tags off the pricey bags. When a store associate walked over to ask if they needed any help, the lookout told her not to approach or say anything or she would be shot. Authorities say this is an organized retail crime and these same thieves have been involved in other area robberies, and they're working with nearby law enforcement to identify the suspects. Police are searching for one male and three females who drove off in a white late model Honda Accord with possible temporary Louisiana tags. From the 24-hour news center, George Alfredes, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In the history of bears killing humans, I would have to think this one's pretty rare. A Virginia father of five is dead after being struck by a bear falling from a tree.
What?
A bear fell from a tree and killed this guy. An investigation by the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources finds that a group of hunters had chased a bear into a tree. Then as the group retreated from the bottom of the tree, one of the hunters shot the bear up in the tree.
Uh-huh.
As the animal fell, had hit a 58-year-old Lester C. Harvey Jr. of Phoenix, Virginia. He was standing about 10 feet from the bottom of the tree. He had been in serious but stable condition after being transported to the hospital, but he ultimately died from his injuries.
I'm saddened by this. At the same time, the bear's in the tree. Don't shoot the bear up in the tree.
I don't know.
At a different angle?
I've never been bear hunting. For that matter, I've never been hunting. Uh-huh. So I don't know what the rules are about. You know, do you not tree a bear for the express purpose of shooting it in the tree? I don't know. I don't know what the rules are when it comes to what's right and what's not right when it
That's
comes to
point.
Shooting a bear.
All right.
But
did the bear survive?
I suspect it did not.
Okay.
That's not in the article, but I suspect the bear didn't make it. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, George, it's time for us to climb out of a rut. I mean, this is really a rut on Wall Street. We have seen the Dow Jones Industrials Average fall for 8 consecutive days. That's the longest losing streak we've seen since 2018. But then again, on the other hand, the NASDAQ has recorded its 38th record close of the year. That was just as recently as yesterday, and that's without NVIDIA, which is dropping like a rock. It's really a hard thing to reconcile. Yes, we know what they're doing is they're beating up on the insurance stocks, and in fact, in particular, they're really singling out these intermediaries, these go-betweens in the pharmaceutical industry. In fact, the Trump comments yesterday didn't do anything to help out the pharmacy benefit managers. And we saw losses again in United Health, in Cigna, and CVS Health. By the same token, money is rushing into most of the Magnificent Seven stocks. Meta and Amazon and Apple and Google's been doing great. But NVIDIA, the darling of the great bull market of 2024, has just fallen into correction territory. That is to say, it's dropped over 10% from its recent highs, and it looks like it's going to drop again this morning. The retail sales numbers are going to be out shortly. That's an important gauge for the Fed, which begins their two-day meeting today, and then at noon tomorrow we get their release. Then at 1 o'clock it's the news conference. And then we see what the future looks like, whether there are going to be any more cuts in 2025. So it's retail sales today. Then at 8:15, industrial production and capacity utilization. Those are fairly important numbers. And the housing market index, which has really been puny recently, staying below 50, which is the equal mark. It's supposed to uptick a bit to 47, but still not exactly a bull market. Crude's down 81 cents, $69.48. Gold's down $11.40, $26.50. And the 10-year rate is up a bit, back up to 4.43%. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
725, News Radio 1080 KRLD. New Emerson poll out this morning finds that Americans generally are not down for pardoning the January 6th prisoners. 50% oppose it, some 34% support them.
TikTok's appealing to the highest court, hoping for a reprieve, asking the Supreme Court to temporarily block a law that would effectively ban them in the U.S. unless their Chinese-based parent company sells them off by January 19th.
CBS's Thane Rosenbaum joins us live now to talk more about this. Thane, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Any time for you guys, you know that.
Thank you. What's the deal here? What's going to happen?
It's an interesting question, Heather. You know, the two magic words when it comes to the Supreme Court are national security. They're willing to, create limitations on other rights if the government can demonstrate there's a national security concern. For instance, during the Trump administration, there was many different attempts to deal with immigration, and the only one that the Supreme Court on executive order allowed is the one dealing with the Muslim travel ban because of national security. So, TikTok is claiming a First Amendment right. Whether a foreign corporation has that right is an interesting question, but I don't think it does, but they're raising that. But they are saying we have hundreds of millions of people who use our platform, many of whom use it for business or to express their opinions, and you're denying them their First Amendment rights, and they all have those rights. They're also saying that, we are not controlled by the Chinese government. We're not owned by the Chinese government. But the problem is that the Chinese government has access to their data. And unless they can prove, which the courts have so far said you have not done a good job convincing us that there's a Chinese wall, so to speak, between you and the government. Otherwise, hundreds of millions of Americans' data is gathered about them. And let us not forget how many people, young people, get their news and information from TikTok. And so the ability for the Chinese government to spread misinformation is too great. And Congress and an appellate court said that this is a legitimate use of congressional power to protect national security.
That's CBS's Thane Rosenbaum again. TikTok asking SCOTUS to temporarily block that law that would effectively ban them in the U.S.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.